Nuclear proliferation and other world events are playing a role in the U.S. presidential election. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams has been following that campaign and joins us now for some analysis. He's sitting in for Cokie Roberts. Morning, Juan.
Good morning, Steve.
So how are the two campaigns handling the situation in Iraq right now?
Well, it's been a real roller coaster ride for President Bush. The campaign took that his ability to portray himself as commander-in-chief during this time of the war on terrorism and would be a tremendous advantage, but given the ups and downs that have taken place in Iraq, it's really been a difficulty for the president, and it's cost his campaign money in terms of buying ads to try to combat that image in terms of the American people. So right now what you have is President Bush last week feeling as if he'd made some progress getting a UN resolution of support for the transfer of sovereignty to an Iraqi government before an election is scheduled. On the other hand, he's had real difficulty down at the G8, where he was unable to get debt relief for the Iraqis, and where he was unable to convince any of his allies to allow NATO to become involved in the conflict.
Now, John Kerry, of course, has been happy to stay almost out of the limelight and let President Bush have his problems, but there's increasing focus on his vice presidential choice. A couple of names are being dropped out there.
Well, the big one was John McCain, the Republican from Arizona, the senator. And, of course, the easy reason I think we can read in polls, Steve, which is that if you combine John Kerry and John McCain across political lines in the highly polarized political atmosphere we have in Washington and in the nation, suddenly you have a bipartisan ticket. It's a new dynamic, quite exciting. People would be like, what is this about? It would garner tremendous attention. And a 14-point percentage point lead over Bush-Cheney. So that's better than any other combination for Kerry. But Senator McCain has made it clear that while he is, you know, someone who wants to be president, someone who is willing to prepare in case the president would be injured, as any vice president must be, he's not willing to bite his tongue. He is a Republican. He says he's a Bush Republican, in fact, and therefore he's not willing to play. And so Senator Kerry, who's his fellow Vietnam veteran, went all around the barn to say to him, you know, what about, would you be willing to do this? He didn't exactly make an offer so that he couldn't exactly be rejected. And now we move on to looking at other possible Democrats. Senator John Edwards of North Carolina, who did so well during the caucuses and primaries, is the top choice in the polls of the American people. He's very much, that's about a third of the American people think he should be Kerry's choice. But it's about 40% or more of the Democrats think that he should be the choice. And he, of course, is a front runner along with Wesley Clark, the former general, and Dick Gephardt, the former congressman, who's so close to many of the unions that are going to be key to John Kerry's campaign.
Both campaigns took a week off for President Reagan's funeral. Where do things stand as they resume campaigning?
Well, you know, actually, they both stopped. They didn't have any ads on Friday. It was an unusual day in this campaign that's been so heavy on ads. This week, what you're going to see is President Bush. He starts today in Liberty, Missouri, talking about Medicare. But it's going to be a big week on the economy. The economy, even though it shows signs of rebounding, has not helped President Bush's campaign. People don't accrue any benefits or any changes in the economy to him. John Kerry, on the other hand, will be talking about the economy as well. He's going to be New Jersey, Michigan, Ohio, key states in this campaign, making the case that the economy still is ailing and he can increase job production.
Juan Williams, what are some key news events over the next few weeks that might affect the campaign?
Well, I think the Iraqi handover, it's just, you know, the president, as I said at the start, Steve, just riding a roller coaster. And the question is, how does he handle a bad turn of events in Iraq? The second thing that's going to be key is we've just gone through a real celebration of President Reagan's life. Guess what's coming, Steve? A real celebration of President Clinton's life with the publication of his book. And so while people say, well, did Reagan's funeral benefit President Bush? I think lots of people are going to have the same question about whether John Kerry is going to say he's the new incarnation of Bill Clinton.
More than 900 pages for everyone to go through and look for revelations and news tidbits and so forth on Bill Clinton.
I'm going to tell you, it's going to be quite a rollout because that, you know, he was paid so much money, about $10 million for the book, and I think they're thinking that this could be the bestseller of the year.
Thanks, Juan. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams with analysis on the U.S. presidential race.